In the midst of election frenzy, the 2019 enrollment period for state and federal health insurance exchanges quietly opened last week. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll discuss what enrollees can expect this year in terms of choice, cost, and how new Trump administration policies are affecting the exchanges. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So first of all, we should acknowledge that there was some uncertainty leading up to the open enrollment this year about what the exchanges would even look like after Republicans tried to appeal the Affordable Care Act last year. Just to get us going, what are some of the major changes, if any, that people should know about?
Well, we do need to tell people or remind people that no, the Affordable Care Act did not get repealed, but there are a couple of things that are new. One is that there is no longer going to be a financial penalty for people who don't get health insurance. There's going to be some financial relief for folks. And remember, the health insurance exchange is for people who don't get job-based coverage or government coverage like Medicare or Medicaid. One thing that's a positive step is that there are two of the four insurers in the exchange in Georgia are actually lowering the premiums that they're offering to consumers. And that comes after a year where we saw 50% increases in premiums across the board by all the insurers. So we're going to have more stability, certainly, in pricing.
What are some of the other major changes we might see?
Another issue is navigators, and these are insurance counselors that help people and who go into the exchange and are looking for coverage. These are people that actually guide them through the process. And there's a lot less funding this year. And the entire amount, about $500,000, is going to one group. It's the Georgia Refugee Health and Mental Health Organization. It's a nonprofit based in DeKalb County. And they frankly said that they can't do all the outreach that was present in previous years.
The Trump administration has been making a point that they are trying to make health insurance coverage available. And one of those ways is that enrollees can purchase a cheaper short-term plan. What are those plans and what kind of coverage do they offer?
Previously, short-term health plans were only allowed for 3 months, but now under the new Trump administration rules, they can be bought and used for a year. These plans are limited benefit plans, essentially. They're going to be cheaper than the full coverage that a person's going to get on the exchange, but they may not cover important things. Studies have found that many of them, most of them, do not cover things like prescription drugs and mental health care. So you kind of get what you pay for. You get a lower cost plan, but it may not cover what you need.
Do we know how many people in Georgia are using the health exchange?
Well, last year we had 480,000. This year, the enrollment period from November 1 to December 15th, and we need to let people know it's out there. And if you don't have insurance, it's a good way to go in terms of getting something affordable. So people who don't get job-based coverage or government coverage and are looking for insurance should go to healthcare.gov.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Lauren.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.